The In Deep show is for people over the age of 18.
So if you are not at least 18 years old, you will get in trouble, not them.
Hey, wait, we're not 18.
We better get out of here.
You are down in deep.
This is deep. Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Everything I do is gonna be funky from now on, yeah.
Because I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep, but I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep.
You are down in deep.
I'm going deep, deep, deep.
You are down in deep.
Because I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go.
What's going on, good people? This is your man, Big B. Welcome back to the In Deep show. Thank you for pushing play and doing all the things that you do. For those of you that tuned in last week, I appreciate you checking me out. Y'all know I rocked out by myself, and I've gotten a lot of feedback, both negative and positive for that. So thank you for all that. I'm doing this show today again by myself, and I hope that you got everybody to sort of turn that shit off just right about there. For the two of you, three of you that are still here, I got my crew with me today. In case you've forgotten the crew is the doctor.
What's up, everybody? How y'all doing? I miss y'all. I'm still here. I'm still the same. You ready to give it to you like we do. Adios, that.
Damn it, Gina.
Hey. Hola. ¿Cómo está?
Theft is still real.
Okay, we'll
get that.
Hi.
It's too late. And of course we have All Hail the Queen.
Sup.
You have been
sorry.
Too sup. Five plus long hard years of mastering your introduction, and it is
sup.
Just taken.
No, I'm kidding. I missed y'all. Hi.
There you go.
Hey, buddy.
Sup. Don't do that too many times.
Sup, y'all.
Uh-oh.
Is that better?
Okay. Is that third shit?
It's different.
All right.
Got two thugs in the studio. All right.
Sup.
All right. So, how's everybody's month been?
We got a lot to cover, huh?
I know.
Shit, I'd had 3 or 4 weeks of the same shit. I ain't did nothing different, man. I ain't been nowhere.
All right, that pretty much wraps you up.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. I gave Buddy one a bath and a haircut. In the month's time.
There you go.
Yeah.
Things happen.
Yeah.
All right.
Did you do it or your daughter do it?
I did it. I did it this time.
Mm-hmm.
See, she always wants to do it, but when she does it, I mean, she does a good job, but you know, it's just not that she don't put that on it like I do. I put that
put that stink on it.
Put that, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, go on, cool your teeth,
buddy. Walking around wet because clearly it must not be any towels to dry him off.
Nah, buddy, good.
Oh, you have towels to dry him off?
Yes, I do have towels to dry him off.
Oh, okay, but just nothing left over. Okay. We'll talk after the show.
Yeah, I already know where you're going with.
Hey, yo.
Let's close the door.
Hey, yo. You've been gone the longest, so
damn
I think
it,
you should go.
Damn it, Mia.
That is not my name, style. What's your name again? It's been so long.
Wow.
My month Heston.
Your new name is Mia.
I don't want no new name. Your new name is Mia
on the show.
My old name. You don't really want to be changing up names around here.
I know it.
Stands
for missing in action.
I knew it.
Shut up. So my month has been very eventful.
It's like notes. 2 months for you.
Oh my god.
No shit.
My 8 weeks has been very eventful. I know, right? Everything from I moved. Yes. I moved from my location where I was to a new location in College Park.
That would constitute a move.
Absolutely. I started my new semester in school. It's been a lot going on. Right. Two jobs, school, here, trying to be social. It's a lot. Mm. So there you go. But it's been really good. It's been good stuff. I miss you guys.
Miss you too.
Miss you too.
Aww, it's been so
miss
long. Been miss so you long.
I'm missing you, baby. I'm still here. I got you back.
Thank you, Mark.
Hey.
All right.
Well, crew back in effect.
And for the queen.
Yeah, I've been here and there. You know.
Around.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been all over the place, man.
Break it down, man.
Yeah. I mean, I will say I had to, you know, sorry, our Cali peeps. I did go out to California real quick because it was my dad's B-Day. So I had to go out there for just a couple of days. And I spent it with him and my sister. And we just had a good time like we always do. So, you know.
Cool.
In that country. Little quick trip. No, I'm kidding. It wasn't quick. It felt like 300 years. But, yeah, that was fun too. So.
No doubt.
Living the life.
All right. I've been sticking around trying to pay some bills and trying to get life back on track and rolling with the punches and keeping a smile on my face through everything. So, yeah.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Cool, mate.
No doubt. Wow. Well, how do we usually do things?
I know. I'm like, push.
Where am I?
Push that button.
This button, that button.
A song?
I know one of these things.
Commercial? I don't know.
Uh-huh. One of these things that I lit up requires my attention.
Oh, I don't know. She said, was the show brought to you by somebody? I said, I don't know. But thank you to all our sponsors out there.
There you go. Old and new.
Right. Shout out to you. Yeah, and shout out to everybody that's like, where the hell y'all at?
Uh-huh.
Absolutely.
It's been a hectic week, y'all. We just had conflicting schedules and everything. Y'all should be able to understand, you know, between job, family, and just all kinds of crap. You know, but we here today, though. Damn it.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Somebody should call a doctor.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, y'all, I want to play this game.
What's going on?
Oh, there you go. Yeah, you forget that one. You forgot the song, though. You usually play a song before I come on, though.
Nah, switch shit up.
All right, cool. That'll work. Hey, y'all, let's play a little game, right? Now, the topic is the 10 most classic 90 movies starring rappers, okay? Now, some of these names, you know, are on here a few times, but I'm going to say the name, and then you give me the movie.
Can we just yell some stuff out first?
Yeah.
Damn it.
Whoever get it first.
Boys in the Hood.
Damn it. I don't know which one he
Belly.
Was There you go.
Okay. Right? Are we hitting?
No, I haven't started yet. I have to say the name
I'm
first.
I'm saying.
And then,
can we yell after I say
the name, then you can yell out whatever the fuck.
Well, that doesn't make it fun.
Back.
Like, can we just guess names? And
welcome.
Shit?
Go ahead, man.
All right. The first one is Tupac.
The one with Janet Jackson.
Poetic Justice.
Yes.
Right.
Poetic Justice is definitely one.
Okay, it's definitely one, but oh, it's not the one I was looking for. But
damn.
Okay, I'm gonna tell you like this: if y'all say the right movie, I'm a move down the chart and give it to you, give you the number. Okay, because I got Tupac for two.
Okay, yeah.
Right. Well, so Poetic Justice was number 8. Okay, now I have Tupac on is number 1 too.
Okay, we'll get to that. That's the one where
that's
he
that's
was
it?
Juice.
There you go.
All right.
You never see Juice, girl?
If I haven't, it's been a long time.
All right. Okay, now this one's a little tricky. He's on here like 3 times. All right. Ice Cube.
Boys in the Hood.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's number
Friday.
2. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Friday.
Okay, Friday is number 3. Okay.
Friday After Next.
No.
Straight Outta Compton.
Are We There Yet?
No.
Not Are We There Yet.
Yeah, he was in
that. No, I know, but that, yeah, he was in
that. Yeah, he was in that. But that was, I don't think
that was
the
90s.
No. Okay.
Boys in the Hood. Wait, was he in the Boys in the Hood?
Oh.
Money.
He was Anaconda.
Wasn't the 90s.
He was in Anaconda. He was on Blue Shield.
Blue Shield. That was close. That was
90s.
Was it? But okay, nah.
All right, well.
Actually, okay, I'm sorry. Actually, it's Ice Cube and Busta Rhymes is number 9.
Ew, damn. That was just on the movie Busta Rhymes.
Oh, that was a High Learner.
There you go.
That was just
on. All right. DMX and Nas.
Belly.
Okay, number 4. Kid and Play.
House Party.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, and 7.
Will Smith.
Jesus Christ. Right. Where do we start?
Everything.
Independence Day.
What was the movie
in the '90s though? In the '90s. It wasn't too many.
Independence Day was in the '90s.
Well, okay. But that's not it.
God damn it, Ali.
That wasn't the '90s.
Boy. Ali wasn't in no damn. Ali was about 2 years ago.
No. Ali, when he played Ali movie?
Yeah.
With Jamie Foxx?
That wasn't the 90s.
It definitely wasn't the 90s.
That wasn't the 90s.
No.
Even I remember that.
You sure?
I'm positive.
Yeah,
okay.
Definitely wasn't the 90s. Y'all want me to?
What was the other movie where his kid was in it? But that wasn't the 90s, was it?
No, that wasn't the 90s. Okay. I know which one you're talking about.
What the hell was he in?
What was the movie that made him famous?
The gay movie. The gay one. I mean, I'm sorry.
No, not like, 6 Degrees of Separation. Not that one.
But that
in the
90s?
That was good.
That was made that him famous, though.
Huh?
That gay one? Yeah.
That made him famous.
Six what?
What?
What'd you say about his
butt? Scuff. But yeah, that made him famous. Or popular.
Men in Black.
There you go.
Nigga, you can't be cheating over there, motherfucker.
Right.
Okay, that's the one I was looking for.
Okay.
Let me see. Master P.
I'm
done.
I don't know.
Oh, that was Jackie Promoters.
I was like, what's the name of
that
porn?
Ice Cube and
Jackie Promoters.
Jackie Promoters.
Oh, that was his movie though. Master P's movie.
Oh.
That was,
but it was Ice Cube and what's his name?
Yeah. It wasn't the phone.
Hey, bro.
I know. We don't get no outs. I want the phone.
No, I'm trying to find out about my joint.
You trying to research that one specific one.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm. Okay, anyway, y'all give up on the masterpiece?
Pretty much.
Okay. I got the hookup.
What?
Huh? Okay.
The bootleg? That goes straight to DVD? Or?
Well, it was pretty good.
The title sounds familiar.
Yeah, when they were selling the fake phones. I mean, the phones or something.
I ain't see that crap.
You see that crap?
No.
Okay.
Oh, it was all right, crap.
Are we done?
It was all right. Let me see what else I got.
Moving forward.
Yeah, move right along. I was kind of rushed. Okay, let me see. I got some rappers. Okay, I'm on my rappers today. I got some rappers who invested in startups who made a lot of money doing
Beast by Dre.
Crap.
Huh? iRobot.
Water.
You okay? You don't get off Wikipedia.
No shit. Let me see. I'm going to just do like 2 or 3 of these dudes because I ain't going to keep on reading all this crap. 50 Cent.
Okay, the Ali movie was 2001, so it was like right on the line.
It wasn't 2 years ago.
Oh, no, it wasn't
2 years ago. I was closer
than
y'all were.
I didn't say 2 years ago.
He said 2 years ago.
That's
well,
not
we
y'all.
Didn't say that.
That's him.
But you guys co-signed that bullshit.
I said it wasn't in the 90s.
That's still 2000.
No, you were y'all were like, oh, no, nah, that was
It was not in the 90s. I stand by what I said. It wasn't in the 90s.
Rewind.
Stand by your crib walk.
You know what? 50
nuts. Cent. Oh.
Vital Water.
50 yeah. Cent. All right. That's a good one. Yeah, that's a good one. You're investing in some real estate.
Bad Boys 1 and 2.
Companies.
Oh, my God.
What year was that?
And all kinds of stuff.
Sorry.
95.
One. When was two?
2003.
Okay. Okay. Went on the list.
All right.
All right. Let me see. P. Diddy invested in a thing called Tiny App. I never heard of that.
Pursuit of Happiness.
But apparently, you know, he made a little bit of money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. P. Diddy and Mark Wahlberg, together they invested in this performance water brand called Aqua Hydrate. Okay. I never heard of
Who?
Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, okay.
Y'all starting that shit again, ain't y'all? Ain't lost none of that shit, though, have you?
No, I thought you said Wahlberg. I was going to say I'm not familiar.
Yeah. Yeah, he burned the bird. All right. Let me see.
Wild Wild West.
Jay-Z, he did a whole bunch of shit. Horrible. Man, this thing called Tidal Cosmetic Companies, Julep, and this private jet company.
Wait, he did Julep?
Yep. He invested in that, too. Hmm. It's Jay-Z name.
No, J-U-L-E-P, Julep?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's like nail polish and
cosmetic.
Yeah, no, I'm saying that's I have some of that stuff. I didn't know he did that. Ooh. Or he invested in it. Yeah, it's like nail polish, lipstick.
Hitch.
He's still going.
I'm sorry, what are we talking about?
I'm sorry, that's cool. I'm liking the fact that he's doing it. Hey, y'all need to hear this story. Y'all might have already heard this story right here, right? This dude from New York. Okay, Half Moon, New York. I never heard of Half Moon, New York. I mean, you might have because, you know, you're international. You travel all the time. All right. Anyway, this dude, right, he saw this house was on fire. He thought the house was on fire. Okay. God. This is one of his neighbor's houses, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he knows there's a dog in the house. Okay. So he couldn't get in the house. So what he does, he crashes his car through the side of the house.
Okay.
Okay, goes to get the dog.
Saratoga County.
And brings the dog outside. Okay?
That's where Half Moon is.
Google is working today.
I know, right?
Yeah, something it's interrupting too.
You go, Google.
Yeah. Google. So my man, he got the dog outside and everything. The only problem was the house wasn't on fire.
So what kind of drugs was he really
on? My man was on LSD mixed with some cough medicine. Okay, so... His intentions were good. You know, he crashed into people's houses and got the dog out of there, you know. But hey, that must be a good little mixture there.
Is that what we're going to call it? His intentions were good?
It had to be.
That's a vicious cocktail, like, man.
Yeah. My man, his name is Michael Orchard. He's 43 years old. He mixed some LSD with some cough medicine. And, you know, he started hallucinating. He saw this house on fire. And apparently he knew the dog was in there, so he went in there. And
so he said, the only way to get in this house, I need to drive my car into the house.
Into the motherfucker.
Okay.
I guess that's the fastest way to get in.
Is it? You have to get in your car.
Rev it up.
You know what I'm saying?
Get a little speed going. Because you ain't just going to slam, you know, crash in the house just going, you know, 2 miles an hour.
Right.
So, yeah.
You got to go a little quicker. Huh?
You got to, back that thing up and go kind of fast.
Back that thing up. Back that thing up there, girl. There you go.
All right, then.
Oh, my.
Hey, that does it. That concludes my diagnosis. You know, I ain't got too much to say. Oh, okay. We got a lot of more coming up, y'all. Okay.
Welcome back
Welcome back to the In Deep Show. So glad you are still here. Glad you pushed play. Thank you for sharing the show, and thank you for reaching out to us on our Facebook page. And if you haven't liked the page, please go over and like the page. We appreciate that.
Yeah.
You guys are dope. So, okay. You know, we got some feedback from the same person, but that's okay because we love this person. So this one is entitled, I Like Black People a Lot. It was nice to hear Drew Baby's voice last show. It's been a while, and it's been a while since we did that show, but that's okay.
No shit.
Don't disappear so fast again. Much love. In regards to Kmart's question, I'm kind of 50-50 with it. On one side, I feel like if I knew when and how I was going to die, I probably would try and get as many goals accomplished as I can and try to leave a huge mark in the world before I left. And I would also leave clues and notes behind for my wife and kids to find just so they can remember me as the playful, goofy, and creative person I was. But on the other end, I would want to enjoy life as much as possible. And nobody is mentally strong enough to block out a stamp due date and have fun. You'll be thinking about that date in the happiest moments and miserable times. So yeah, I'm torn with it. But at the end of the day, we still have to enjoy life, period. Amen. That was mine. Not only do I think about my life, but others as well. Every time I see a pack of cigarettes, I think of Doc. When the Redskins... I think of Big B. And I can't drink a bottle of wine without a thought of the Queen. Shit. I seen an astronaut Halloween costume and I thought about the black astronauts. Shout out to y'all. What's up? I appreciate y'all entertainment contribution and often think about y'all well-being. I hold y'all on a high scale. Ah, that's so cute. And so crazy. So y'all take care of yourselves and each other because your fans deserve it. P.S. to Big B, a lot of instrumentals you play during feedback and the questions of the week I've been wanting for a while. Which ones? Nigga, all of them. BTG the nephew.
Cool.
Nice.
What's up, nephew?
Right. Well, hey, more feedback from the nephew. This one is entitled, Yo.
Okay.
Right. Aw, BTG. Okay. Back in the day, my mom used to get upset when I would be out late or didn't come home without calling and letting her know. I was too young to understand why, but she couldn't sleep knowing I was out in the streets. Moms and parents are like that.
Right, right.
All she wanted was a call to let her know I was all right. So, because I care, where y'all niggas at?
Oh.
We probably not text buddies and shit. I'm reading this the way I want to read it. Right, we probably not text buddies and shit. But you can hit me up on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And let me know everything is good. And no, Big B, those Facebook Live Jones at the Skins game is not enough. Now get it together. And don't let this become a habit. Hold on, I'm going to read it the way I want to read it. Don't let this shit become a habit. P.S., I'm talking to all y'all. Yeah, I heard the dating sex episode. So what? So you trying to say you don't like that show? Is that what you... That was... Okay, I'm in my feelings. We need to get back to that deep show. Hashtag deep, nigga.
Nephew.
Right, leave it to him to do the colorful commentary.
Right.
Absolutely.
Hey, nephew, this the unk right here, man. Look, first of all, man, you know back in the day when you stayed out, you know damn well you supposed to be in the house and your mother tell you that old crap about just call or whatever. You know damn well as soon as you call, she's going to be like, bring your monkey ass home. What you doing out there? You better have your ass on by a certain time. And that's exactly why you don't call. All right, but we back here, dog, man. We bringing it to you, you know, like we do it. Man, we miss you too, dog. We miss you too. And we're going to bring it to you as much as we can. Love you, bro.
Amen.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
No doubt. That's
isn't that cute?
Super cool. Absolutely, man. It's like I said, we, you know, we definitely hit little bump in the road with scheduling, so we'll try to get back on track. As much as it's getting cold too, so niggas gonna start running out of shit to do too. So
yeah, how about
people's activities?
Gonna be in the house. As long as there ain't no snow. But anyway, before we move on to the question portion of the evening, I want to give a shout out to Paul Hendricks for liking the show, and Shane G for hitting that like button.
Hey, hey.
And Winston Scott. I can't remember if I shot as well.
Scotty.
Yeah, I wasn't
Scotty
sure
love.
if I did, because I wanted to make sure I gave him love. But I was like, wait a minute.
Right.
Did I talk about him on another show? And I forgot. But if I didn't, hello and welcome. There if I go. Did... Hey, Winston.
Hey,
Scotty Love, an old school pimp. He gonna sit in with us one day.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah. That'd
Trust
be nice.
Me.
Hey, Scott.
That will be a treat.
It's been
he
a while,
like a pimp
man.
On his,
it's been a while,
picture.
Dog. But I remember you doing that dresser move from the nice like this joint. Remember what was the name of that movie? B.
Five Heartbeats.
Yeah, the Five Heartbeats. Man, I will never forget when he did that little dance move, boy.
What was he doing it for, though?
You remember? Okay, you remember the five.
Scotty Love is an entertainer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You have to point out which one he is in this picture, because the picture I have is like a whole bunch of dudes, and I need to get a visual.
Okay, but look, check this out. You remember the Five Heartbeats,
yeah,
right?
I remember.
Okay, you remember when they first met the old dude, and he was like, okay, oh, you're supposed to be the choreographer. Okay, show me what you got. The old man told him that, and then he did that little...
If only you could see this.
Scotty hit that jump. Boy, I was rolling. Man, Scotty hit that jump. He was like...
Wait, do the foot thing again? It was that fast, though.
Yeah, yeah, it was that. Yeah, if you remember.
Oh,
God. Ooh, that's hilarious. Okay.
You had to see. You got to see Scotty.
No, we see you.
Yeah, I feel like that was. I feel like that was better.
Queen and Queen Latifah, both y'all gonna leave here.
I feel like that. Right, I feel like that was better.
You gonna stop setting it off? Goddamn.
But anyway, so again, shout out to everybody. If you have any feedback you want to send, you know it's indeepshow@yahoo.com.
And that might be the wrong Winston Scott, too.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
that's
two.
Okay.
Dokey.
So you know Winston?
I think so.
Oh, okay. All right, then.
Oh, shit.
So, yeah.
Huh. So Winston
was I want to shout out. I want to shout out somebody. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to catch your name because in your punk acidness, you deleted your post so fast.
Here we go.
It was a few weeks ago that a gentleman from the Baltimore area posted a picture of a whack ass, non entertaining hat that said Deadskins.
Oh.
And then we went on to get up in that Raven ass, no pause. And but then before the game was over, the post was deleted. Mm. You know, I think Rude Boy M, he jumped on that dick real quick. So maybe he might remember. He might remember who that was.
No, you don't.
Yeah. Rude Boy M, he good at that.
No, but he's good when he know he wrong. He come back and he says, you know, ooh, or they suck, or ooh, ooh, y'all won, you know, whatever.
Yeah, all right, whatever. Lucky you got Queen.
Oh, whatever.
Good thing you got Queen vouching for your ass. I sure the hell ain't.
Okay, well,
All right.
Well, whatever.
M be nimble, M be quick. M jump on the first dick he's seen.
Oh, okay. My.
Sir, I'm going to need you.
That is a bit much.
Calm down on that. Sad. No.
Yes.
Anyway.
So anyway, thank you for that post, man. Just leave it up a little bit long so that we can see it. And we can recognize you and shout you out, man, because we love y'all, man.
Don't do it.
We love y'all. We love all our listeners that have things to say and actually have a pair that's able to say it.
Oh, all right. Thank you for that, man.
Oh,
shouts out to my boys at VA Lynn, Kevin, Paris. Allen, Parrish and Paris.
Oh,
yeah.
First and last name or last and last?
No, these their first names.
Oh,
first
cute. Names. Okay.
Yeah. And you know what? For a long time, I was calling both of them Paris. But oh. One is Paris and the other one is Paris.
Yeah, you got that shit right.
I got it right. That's now. Right. Yeah,
shouts out
right.
Paris.
Yeah.
And Parrish.
And Brian and
Brian.
Alton and oh. And
that's
all
everybody.
My boys, man. They be like, what y'all doing, man? I'm like, man, look, we get ready to get it back.
And if they want
to
know what we doing, man, tell them
I told
to drop them drop a line.
I told them.
I know
them,
y'all
man.
Might not have Wi-Fi and shit, but we got a phone number you can call.
Oh, maybe man. The first number. 202.
Mm-hmm.
You next.
Do not listen to her.
Don't.
She's barely a member of the show.
I forgot it. What is it?
750-202-750-1437. That's 202-750-1IDS.
I knew you.
It's a number so simple, you can dial it while driving an orange and white truck.
Wow.
Uh-oh. Oh, my.
Okay.
Thanks, Paris. Okay. Dial that number.
Ooh. Parrish and Paris.
Yeah, and Brandon and Lee and all the motherfuckers.
All right. Jesus Christ.
Did you even name we those
have
people?
New employees. I guess they don't start till tomorrow.
Can you spell Parrish's name?
They don't start
Paris
till Monday.
Paris or Parrish?
Parrish. Is it like
P-A-R-I-S-H.
Like
dead.
God damn.
Damn.
Does he have questions for us, Parrish?
I don't know.
I mean, do they often have the argument of who loved who more?
You see.
This motherfucker here.
You were a dream destination. You were, well, just what I thought happened.
I know.
Maybe Louisiana Parrish? Okay. I don't know. His parents did it.
Just wanted to be creative.
And they came back and it was like.
They pretty boys. They them pretty boy type niggas. I'm not saying. See, hold on, Doc.
I'm not asking you. He said y'all ugly.
I'm not asking you. Are they handsome? There's a difference.
Oh, okay.
Because you know how it is on the block. You see some of them old, light skinned, curly haired, pretty motherfucker.
Oh yeah. You know how
are
we
they
hate
pretty,
them.
Are they pretty boys
pretty,
or
Ricky in them?
Right.
Pretty Tony in them.
Pretty Tony.
What you know about pretty Tony?
Hey. Paris, that's what I said, they married.
Paris and Paris. They look like. Y'all call them, man.
Young boys. They ain't.
Who cares?
Drop a little line on the IDS, man. Hey,
hold on.
Quiet for Paris and Paris.
You like Dickums?
Quiet for Paris and Paris, please. 202-750-1-4-3.
Oh, my God. Did that sound like it was a sex line?
7. Now, I did that slow so you could get it in between the red lights.
Oh.
From one red light to the next. 1-4-3-7-7-5-0-1-4-3-7. All right?
Don't be scared.
That's for that whole VL crew. Whole Sheriff Road VL crew. Y'all hit us up.
Sheriff Road is the real deal.
Yeah, yeah.
VL.
Don't be scared.
Hell yeah.
All right.
All right, you ready for the question?
Yeah. Hey, y'all.
Hey.
If Donald Trump is elected president.
I'm moving to Canada. Sorry.
Okay, let him get it out.
Sorry. I've been gone a long time. You have to give me some, cut me some slack.
Yeah, but you are also psychic.
You know it.
Well, she missed the whole pre-production meeting because she was going to get snacks.
Oh, that's what it is.
Really?
I can't tell.
That's your fault for having a nice snack center out there.
I know. Thank you, Queen. Someone's on my
snack center, a bar.
I know. I mean, with everything.
Comfortable studio.
I'm just saying.
I mean,
okay.
Anyway, go ahead.
What is the first thing that you're going to do if Donald Trump is elected president?
I'm going to punch a puppy.
You're going to punch a puppy.
God. That little growler went upstairs to keep growling at me.
There you go. You better hope, I don't know, November 8th, that little dog up the stairs ain't around. Pow!
I look like this. The little black one good. But the other one, I went to the bathroom. He was like, what you doing? I'm just going to play. Hey,
y'all smashing quick with his. Y'all watch out.
Oh, yeah, he nips your ass real quick.
I ain't fucking around. I was like, oh.
I was like that, though.
They aggressive, but the black one cool, though. Black one, cool.
Of course.
The white one. Exactly.
Cool. I'm just saying. But anyway.
So you said Donald Trump would like him. He would like the chihuahua. Well, you know, the chihuahua might not have got over if he could get that wall up.
Oh, then get somebody else to pay for it. Hey.
You know what, though? The black dog is mixed.
Okay.
Isn't it part chihuahua and part something?
Some type of Spaniel.
See, he would have made
hockey something
both
or another.
Been mm-hmm. on the other side.
But anyway, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to mess up your question. So somebody go first. What was the first thing we're going to do if
Donald Trump is elected president.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead. Somebody for real.
Get up and go to work the next day.
Maybe. Your job's still there, though.
Yeah, how about that?
I mean, people, for you, I mean, you'll be all right.
Y'all forgot.
People don't still drink, though.
I think so you guys forgot about
Reagan?
Both Bush terms and Reagan. Yeah, did y'all forget about that? This is not a movie we haven't seen, people.
No, I didn't forget because there was a minute in there I did not have a job. So, no, I did not forget.
Yeah.
So,
that's what I'm saying. So, anyway. You would want to be obedient and get your work done on time so you won't lose one you got.
He said be obedient like we're slaves.
Goddamn right.
Be obedient.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to be.
I'll be on time tomorrow. So.
Right. But okay. You.
Yes.
But you know what, though?
Oh,
y'all
Lord.
Made me forget what the fuck I was
going to
say.
Don't you hate that?
Damn it.
That's that over 40 shit. It's terrible.
What would you do if Trump got elected?
No, I know the question. Okay, y'all made me forget what would you do? My fucking answer. But it had something. It has something to do with.
You can do it.
The fact.
It's like a windstorm going on behind me.
That. Yeah, what the fuck is that? It has something to do with ethnic black Latinos and everybody that is not Caucasian.
You know why you can't remember? Because that was you full of shit right there.
That's just too much shit going on.
Come on. Yeah. Come up. Come on.
You're right.
David Gina, go ahead. Come up with something else.
So the question is, what would I do when Trump, if Trump, sorry.
I would smack you.
I know. Please, God, don't let that happen. If he were to be elected, I would go to Canada for a trip. I would enjoy it. And then I would come home and go to work like B said to me.
Oh, I got it.
There you go.
Now it came to me.
All right.
How long would it be before he got assassinated?
Oh, wow.
Damn.
I shouldn't say that, though, should I?
Yeah, I mean, you probably should.
I know, okay. I'm
a lot of people are saying it.
I mean, impeached.
I don't think it's going to happen. Yeah, he's not going to get shot. I think he's going to.
Okay.
Okay. Impeached. I would take impeached.
Yes. Okay. I don't want the man
the
killed.
The views of Mark the Doc Wiley.
Right. I'm like, excuse me, FBI or CIA?
I know, right?
Hey, I'm just keeping it real like this.
I mean, I've heard a lot of people say that. Like, when's he going to get shot?
You can look at 1342 Maryland Ave.
What?
That's how we doing it.
All right. So wait, did you even answer the question, though?
Huh?
Did you answer the question?
What?
Wow.
I
okay.
I thought I did. What did I just do?
If the Deepses would like to chime in on that question, you guys can definitely send your feedback email at ndeepshow@yahoo.com. Or you can send your voicemail to 202-750-1437-202-750-1-IDS in case you're trying to time it for the red lights.
Okay, but can I go back? Seriously, I don't even know what I would do. I mean, I would probably have to pray. I mean, I'm not even being funny because I would wonder what the hell went wrong. Who didn't go out and vote and do what they were supposed to do? Because, I mean, as of right now, I think they said it was 79. He needs 79, like, electoral votes. So I'd wonder, like, what happened? Who didn't go do what they needed to do? Okay. Because, I mean, I know there's early voting in our area, and I haven't gone.
Started D.C., starts Thursday in Maryland.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm going to just wait and just go.
No doubt.
And,
I'm not going to give them a chance to fuck my vote up.
You know what I'm saying? If I have to stand in line for hours, I'm going to be sad, but I'm going to do it. Do what I got to do to rock my vote. And, yeah, that would be honestly the first thing I would do. I would have to pray because, you know, we would need it. Because, I mean, it really is going to be some serious racial problems. Like, there's already crazy shit happening now. Right. But it's really going to be worse. Mm-hmm. And, well, you know what? Unfortunately, even if Hillary gets elected, it's still going to be some issues that are going to pop off. So I think that would be, for me, the first thing I would do. I would have to just pray and just, you know, I would have to pray because it's just going to be bad. And I have travel to do after the election, so I would have to pray.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So. Two big B curveballs that I would like to pose to the listeners that you can send back in your feedback. The first one is, if there's anyone out there that, like, truly wholeheartedly is going to vote for Trump, just chime in and let us know your reasoning. Just curious.
Yeah, I would like
they're not
going
to do it.
Well, I mean, we don't
know. Because you can ask people, like, your friends on Facebook.
Nothing beats a failure but a try.
No, I mean, I just said, like, my friends on Facebook, like, there was a question I think I asked, like, a couple months ago. And that was a genuine, like, I want to know, like, what is it that you think he's going to do for you? Mm-hmm. Yeah, nobody.
Okay. And I mean, a lot of people don't like to splinter relationships and stuff like that. But here it is. It's an open forum. It's a podcast. We're not all personal friends. So, you know, we all just right. like to, you guys might open our eyes to some shit that
cool.
we just don't
yeah.
even know.
Yeah, it'd be no. cool.
And we're not going to think any less of you if you tell us.
It's not possible.
Lie.
Yeah,
and then the other thing, sort of lighthearted, sort of on a lighthearted tip.
Yeah,
I heard yesterday. I can't remember where. I want to think. I think I heard it on TMZ. On sort of their little joke around segment towards the end of the show. What would you guys think of Judge Judy as a president?
Nope.
I wouldn't want that either. She's an asshole.
No. She's a total
shit. I'd take it all day in the paint.
No, really? No
absolutely.
Way.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Men have no win when it comes to Judge Judy, man.
Nobody don't win with her ass. She's
disrespectful AF.
Rude. She don't even listen to
it's Judge Judy's way or
that's
nothing.
Why I don't watch that's it.
I don't watch that shit either. I don't like her ass.
She kind of like Donald Trump, actually.
So you like the one that just sits with the little gangster lane, roll her neck, all that.
I don't watch her.
Man, why you be doing that?
I actually don't look at any of it. I don't even they pretty much. I don't even like reality TV. I don't like none of that shit.
All right. Well, you've heard it here. It's 3-1. They don't like Judge Judy. Deepest, let's hear from you. Queen.
Oh, okay, we're moving on. All right, well, let's see.
But you know what? Take that back.
What?
I take that back.
Take it back.
It
take
depends. Back. It depends on what you're going in front of Judge Judy for. Now, if you have all your shit together, be it male or female, your documents
ding,
and
ding,
shit,
ding,
when
ding,
it comes
ding.
To that, Judge Judy gonna roll with you. But if you come there uninformed and you don't have any
ill prepared,
right,
there you go.
Right. You have no chance. So I'm gonna
I still stick by she disrespectful AF. So because sometimes you can say stuff and you don't have to be always that sassy.
Yeah.
I realize
yeah,
it's TV.
Right. You're right.
But you don't always have to be so disrespectful all the time.
Every time.
Right.
All day.
So she's 5 seconds off of popping and sitting and gangsta leaning and all that too.
All
so
that.
Whatever.
Go.
All right. So next question.
All right.
So we're gonna get a little serious. Mm-hmm. How would you feel if someone you just started dating asked you to throw away your little black book or pictures of your exes?
That's a bad sign. If
I'm like, I got
a
turn away and a side eye, and what's your look? I don't even want to answer this question.
Well, when you say just started dating, how long? I mean, can we get a little?
There is no. I mean, I can make up a time limit. Let's say a month, 2 months, 3 months, because it's just started dating. So let's say 3 months.
Okay, 3 months. Oh Lord! It depends on how much I'm really feeling this person. If in that 1 to 3 months time, I'm thinking that you might be the one.
Mm-hmm. Baby. Those pictures, they make me feel real uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, you know, we're getting close. And
okay,
you just said I might be the one.
Right. Okay.
So I'm feeling a little uncomfortable. So I'm asking you, can you
are
get
you
rid of your
me on my neck and you know?
I
like,
mean, come on,
me and,
you, it's me, baby, it's me.
That voice shit ain't gonna work. And I hear that.
I
shit
just said
every
I need
I'm
to just
be
saying. Shut up over there.
Oopsie. Sorry.
Anyway, no, seriously.
Nah, but
seriously.
But yeah, seriously. It depends on, you know, if I'm really feeling you. Mm-hmm. I might that might have been on my mind anyway to get rid of that shit. You know, if I'm thinking, okay, yeah, she might be the one, you know, you did everything in the first 3 months that I, you know, you're right on track. I might get rid of it. But if you like on the fence, I mean, I get to the, you know, I'm to the point
but
where.
But what, what's the fence and what's
the on fence the track? Is? I'm not sure. I'm, you know, I mean, the sex is.
I'm alright.
You, I mean, you are, yeah, yeah, you are. I mean, you here. You know, you're almost over the fence, but it's just, you know, you're right in the middle.
Okay.
I mean, but if I feel that, you know, in a little 3 months time that we've been together, if I'm thinking this might be the one right here, I might go ahead, you know, throw all that stuff in the trash. You know, I might, you know, or I might just tell you.
I threw it in the trash. You starting this shit off with a lie.
Listen to me now.
I'm listening.
I might just say, okay, I'm throwing it away, right? But I still kind of got it hidden. But the next month, you rising up a little bit, bam, it's gone.
Okay.
You know, but I ain't going to throw my shit away just because you told me to do it.
Not told you, asked.
Okay, well, yeah, no.
All right, damn it, Gina.
I don't think there would be a question of a black book because I would make you feel like there was no one else. So I don't think it would even come into question. I would still have it.
Yeah, pretty much.
I would never deceive, but if it doesn't come up, in the sense
that
I'm not gonna,
we're taking it from the point that it did come up.
Can you hear me out for a second, please?
We're changing the question.
I'm not. What I'm saying is that I would make the person feel like there's no one else, so I don't believe I'll be asked that question.
Okay, damn it, Gina. Tune back in.
Okay.
To the question. They have come to you and asked you to get rid of the black book.
Why are you all aggressive?
I'm asking you a question.
Why are you bringing all the aggressiveness over here? Just all that.
You Queen Latifah. You supposed to be the back.
I know, and fuck that, nigga.
Okay.
So.
So,
in reference to directly.
Went overhead.
You know what? I'm not even going to go there with you. So, in reference to your question, I don't know. I kind of feel like Mark. I feel like I don't think I would lie about it. I really do think I would just tell them flat out, when we get to a certain point, then I would be willing to get rid of that book. But until then, no. And I mean, if I'm there, then I'm there. But if I'm not there, then I think I would be honest and just be like, hey, I'm not getting rid of it. I mean, I'm not utilizing it. It's just there. But I'm not doing that until I feel like we are at a significant point. And if we're at a significant point, then yes, it's gone. But I'm not going to lie about it. I'm going to tell the truth.
There you go.
I think first and foremost, I would look at the means in which the request was brought about. If it was done out of just... Okay, first of all, if it was a situation where things that I've done or I've been messy in the past or what have you, if my interest is in keeping the relationship, then it'd probably be a request that I would have to honor. If that wasn't the case and the request was just brought out of a sense of insecurity or I have no real valid meaning behind my request, I just kind of want to impose my will upon this situation, I would have an issue with it. I would have to definitely talk it out a little bit more, but I would be a little bit more reluctant just to say, hey, just because you woke up with a coarse hair in your ass today, I should throw away, i.e. the black book or whatever.
Right.
So,
clear your ass.
I guess my question, go ahead, Queen, you answer first.
No, well, I was going to Big B curveball it before anyway, so.
Can I ask
what?
A question?
Go ahead.
Real quick.
Go ahead.
Get that one out the way. Black books. I haven't heard that since.
I mean, that's why it's in quotes.
Right. 1963. That's where I was going. Like, what is today's black book?
I mean, you know you have contact lists in your phone. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? So that's why it's in quotes. It's
right.
Little black book. Oh, so wow. Maybe some of the younger people don't know. But we all know what a black book is. You know what I'm saying? So just think about it. If you have contacts in your phone, right. that you want, you know, you should not have any longer if you're in a serious relationship with somebody or they're asking you to delete.
Right. So they're going to delete theirs too as well.
I guess that's not the question, but I guess.
I mean,
I guess. But I mean, if you're looking really in the phone, I mean, really, shit's in the cloud, so you can delete whatever you want on your phone, but you still got stuff in the cloud. But I mean, that's a whole nother conversation for a whole nother day. So I was going to ask you guys, like, how would you ask someone, if you thought that the relationship was getting serious, how would you ask someone to, you know, get rid of the contacts in their phone or get rid of the pictures of their exes or whatever? How would you go about that?
I think if the relationship is really that serious, it's not a question that you have to ask.
Amen.
I think it's just something that's just done, and I think both people grow the trust and respect for one another. And, like, for me, I might have 1,000 contacts in my phone. I can't remember who's in there.
You don't have no codes?
So, well, see, but and see, I was going
like
to...
Starbucks?
That was one of my big B curveballs.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But we'll bring that up later. But I mean, it's like, yeah, there's some in there that even with a context clue or something like that, I'm still like, I don't remember who the hell this is.
Why are they still in there then? Just because you never thought to go back and delete them?
Because life happens. Yeah. Things just happen. And with the pace of, I mean, shit, if anybody can understand, you know, I know how your schedule goes, Queen, where you just... You moving. Shit is popping off at the drop of a dime.
Pop, pop.
And you got to make it happen, and things happen, and things fall through the crack, and that's just that. Does that mean that, you know, to your mate, should that mean that you're holding on to a next love or a potential reunion or hookup? No, it might just be some shit. And on the flip side to that, if this person, say this person... Say the person that's in your book that you done forgot the hell all about goes through that same moment that I just talked about where they're like, I don't even remember who this is, and they call it. Mm. That doesn't mean that they're calling a hookup. They might be calling to find out, I don't even remember who this is.
Who this?
You know what I'm saying? And so that shouldn't be a trigger for your mate to be like, oh, you trying to hold on to an old flame or it's a potential hookup or something like that. You know, but these are all things that
Preach.
That are built, you know, in time throughout the relationship and throughout trust and beyond trust, just respect of each other.
There you go. And then again, if I don't, you know, back in the day, if I didn't remember your name in my phone, then I probably would have deleted it anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Especially, that thing was good. As soon as I see your name, I'll be like, oh yeah, I'm gonna keep this one. I might not call, but I'm gonna hold it. That was probably who she was talking about. It has expiration dates. Some of it, you know, you were like, oh man, I ain't heard from her in a while. She delete. You know, get away. You know, just cut it down a little bit so you can have more storage room for the next. Yeah, I mean, you know, back in the day. You know.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I shouldn't have to. It shouldn't be something you even have to ask. If we really are there and we're moving forward, I mean, yeah, we can have a discussion. But for you to come to me and say, "Hey, Gina," sorry, damn it, Gina's still my name. You know, do you think you can delete? For me, that would even feel odd for me. If we're together and I'm feeling you. I'm not dealing with anybody else but you. So it wouldn't be a question that it would be gone. But I would feel a little uncomfortable because then I'm wondering, why are you concerning yourself with these old antique numbers when they really don't even matter and what we have going on right now?
Right.
So
why are you and my guy
if you have to ask, if you have to ask, I think something's a little off with that within itself. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't
That's
have
the first
to.
First sign.
To me.
Mm-hmm. All right. As we always say, if you have any feedback, indeepshow@yahoo.com, or we'd like to hear your voice, 202-750-1437.
Let's go let this rock for BDG for a minute. We'll be right back.
black, free and black, walking around, free and black.
Today's Being Black is actually going to sound sort of familiar, but it's a little bit different, and it was not only hilarious to me, but it was hilarious to about the 7 or 8 people that were standing next to me. So, I was at the club this weekend, and of course, you know, I was at the door collecting the money like I usually do or whatever, and the sort of dizzy little chick comes in, and I had held the door up for a second because there was a gentleman that was coming down the stairs, and I was addressing him, rather large fella, and so I couldn't, he's trying to talk to me from halfway up the stairs, and I said, dude, I can't hear you, come down here, please. So he comes downstairs at the same time. Chicky Poo didn't realize I was holding the door. So she comes in and she hands the gentleman money and goes into the club.
Wow. The dude that's coming out of stuff.
Right.
Any big black dude to do.
So I stood there for a minute and watched it. And then I went and got her attention. I was like, yeah, how you doing? It's a $10 cover charge. She was like, no, I paid it. I said, well, who did you pay it to? She said, I paid it to the big black guy at the door.
Wow.
I said, well, congratulations, you just donated money to the big black guy at the door. Now you need to pay me if you're going to come into the club.
Mm.
Stop assuming every big black guy you see is security.
Oh, man.
And that is my... moment.
So wait, the guy can give her money back?
Oh no, he rolled.
Yeah. And you purposely let her roll.
Yeah, I did. You good and goddamn right, I did.
That's right.
Give me that. And if you come in, but you know, you saw me give it to, yeah, I sure did. I don't know if that was a drug transaction. I don't know what y'all did.
Oh.
But you're paying me $10 if you're coming in this club.
Ooh. Did she pay you?
You got, what?
Where were her friends?
I don't know. I don't know if she was with anybody or not, but I'm assuming they might have been some of the ones that were all laughing at the door because that shit was hilarious because she knew she was rocking.
That's what you get.
She knew she was just damn doing it. And it was.
She probably was one of the brothers trying to act like she knew everybody. She'd
strong
been there
J,
before.
Bitch.
Come on, girls. Mm-hmm. I got this. Hey, what's up, Keith? Give the money, Keith. Hey, baby. Oh, thank you. Keith rolled. Keith went on home.
Keith was like, I'm on my way to McDonald's.
Right. How about that? I'm getting extra cheese. Oh,
and some shit. Chicken McNuggets and some fries.
That is.
And a Coke.
And a drink.
That's so funny.
Apple pie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Dollar menu.
There you go.
Go ahead with it.
In case I haven't gotten a chance to say, man, it's really good to have you guys back.
Yay.
Oh,
with you guys.
Back.
It's going to be even better not seeing you guys next week. But
you going to say why or you going to wait?
Huh?
Y'all was looking like you was looking at me. You going to say why or you going to wait? Why we not going to be here? You brought it up.
Our schedules, our schedule going to conflict, and we won't be able to convene next week.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Very well then.
All right. Okay.
At least not all of us.
Oh. Okay.
Okay.
We might have a dating show for you next week. A dating suck show for you.
Probably.
Probably. Maybe. It's not.
Yeah. Probably.
Hasn't been booked yet. It's just a probably.
Probably.
But we'll be
being black.
We should be back as a unit the week after next.
Oh, I am
absolutely.
Okay, I was like, he's looking at you.
G unit? Yes, absolutely.
Oh, what in God's name?
I don't know where that came from.
That came down deep.
Deep.
Well, damn it, Gina.
Two fingers and one finger. I have no one finger. I usually don't. Two fingers to my new place. It's so super awesome. And yeah.
All right.
Yes, I'm going to have a get together like real soon after I get the 150 boxes unpacked. Maybe I should have a packing, like unpacking party.
Or no.
Oh,
no,
I have drinks.
Or do.
I mean, yeah, drinks and chicken.
Well, being black.
Yeah. I mean, what in the world?
With
like
chicken,
she assumed that was going to get us over here.
Hey,
like,
exactly. It may not get y'all, but it's going to get somebody over here with some drinks.
If you want it
chicken.
Unpacked faster, you might want to do tequila and tacos.
The way I did it was better. Like, the way you did it was
chicken and beers is going to bring more niggas, sir.
See, Mark?
Look, it's going to bring that one.
They did. Sure
is. Power to the people.
There you go.
Ooh, and some pie.
I will get, yes. So, yes, two fingers to the move and to my first get together. A couple weeks ago, my niece had this conversation, cocktails and crabs. Don't worry
about
the crabs.
Did she invite us? Were you invited?
No, because that was her thing. That's my thing is just conversation and cocktails. I don't need the crabs. Let me leave that out.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm inviting you guys to my sexy event.
I don't know.
You don't know.
It's coming.
I don't know either. So.
What is coming? Oh, stop it. Yes, that was my two fingers.
Wait. Was it the niece that was here or the...
The niece that was here.
Ooh.
Yeah, see, you got to take that up with her.
Ooh.
Hey. Yes.
I mean, well, you shield her so much from us. There's no way for us.
Wait, Doc is like,
no,
wait,
I
who?
Don't shield her.
Now, I remember vaguely.
There was something that somebody's was bottom in one of these seats.
Yeah, yeah. She was a mess.
Rather, I don't shield her.
Doctor.
Okay.
Oh, let me see. Two fingers for the crew being back together again, dog. I know I stole it from somebody. Mm-hmm. I know I did. Let me see. One finger to my skins, man. My skins, my defense, who fuck around and let them damn Detroit Lions score one touchdown. We had the fucking game. We had the game. Y'all gonna let the motherfuckers score a touchdown. Okay, Stanley, but that's all right, though. I still love my skins. Mm-hmm. I still love my skins. But what's really bothering me right now is... The teams that beat us, we give them that. We just say, you know, okay, you're not a good team, but here
you go.
Fucking here's an interception. Go ahead and run the shit back at you. God damn it, the defense ain't gonna let you. Okay, there you go. Go ahead, score a touchdown. And then there you won. You know what I'm saying? It's not that the teams are better than us. It's just that we just fuck. But I still love a skin. We doing our
Queen.
You know what? That's why I was trying to tell my sister when it was Nationals versus the Dodgers. I was like, sometimes our teams just be saying, welcome, and here you go.
Right. Exactly.
I don't know why they do that, but that's what they do. Okay. So, let's see.
Nationals. You had to pick
I know. That,
that
made me
scared.
That made me sad because I was really in the, I was in a bar, and this guy was really overly like Dodgers, and I was like, please. Please, for the one game, please. Because I was going to, you know, go out in Big B fashion and be like, Nationals, suck it! Like, I just had it already in my mind, but right. I was just like, oh, man.
Big B, I don't...
But, I mean, I'm saying, when like...
I don't get overzealous about wins and losses.
Okay, whatever. All right.
Suck it!
No, yeah, he does. Mm. Anyway, let's see. I don't know about my one finger, but definitely two fingers to everybody that came down for HU homecoming. I hope you had a wonderful
time.
Man,
I heard my boy told me. I don't know if you know where Dakota Restaurant is. It's like right there on 7th and right there.
Right there?
Yeah, uh-huh. right there. Mm-hmm. But he was like, man, he said he never saw so many people and so much stuff happening. You know, right along 7th Street and Howard University and all that. All the parking lots just filled up and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it was off the hook.
Yeah, he told me that. Like,
yeah,
man.
It was off the hook. Yeah. Somebody,
big ups to Kathy Hughes, too, who got to her.
Sure, okay. Forgetting. She's the Kathy Hughes School of Communications. Mm-hmm. It was called, I think it was called, I forgot who it was before her, but whatever. Yeah, shout out to her for that. Mm-hmm.
Shout out to donating big checks.
Right, I mean, whatever. She has some stuff to do with, I mean, HUR, blah, 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 blah. So, but I mean, that's not where I was focused. So, like I said, two fingers to HU Hulk coming and everybody acting right this year. and people not doing unfortunate things. I will say a half a finger to our football team. Our football team is not good. They've never been good. I was kind of hoping they would beat A&T this year, and they did not. So I'm going to say a half a finger to them for losing this game. Another half to my friend for not sending me a text message, which I kind of appreciate. So, which I'm surprised, because she went to A&T. She didn't send me a text message and be like, oh, we won. Y'all suck. I was very surprised. So I'm going to give her the other half.
Oh, she has some coof. Okay.
Not really.
Unlike people that like to.
She does not. Right. She probably forgot.
And pull their posts before they.
There you go. All right.
Face a firing squad.
Shout out to Drew.
Two fingers for. Two fingers for possible great tomorrows. Putting a couple things in place that I'm hoping will improve some things for me, and I'm just real excited about it. Once things become more official, I'll definitely fill in those blanks for you. So definitely that self-improvement. Woohoo! One finger. Well, since you guys haven't used your one fingers for the last few months, I have a few of them to dole out.
Okay, great.
Mm. But I won't. One finger to our schedules just not jiving, and us not having the time to spend together.
I know. Don't leave us behind. Know, don't forget about us, people. I mean, we're still here.
We're still here, y'all.
Absolutely.
I mean, we're on Facebook and Deep Show. If you want to say hello.
There's so many other choices.
We got to get out of here.
Yeah. And Trump got to get out of there, too, man.
One way or another.
Hey, man, ain't nobody voting for you, dog. You might as well go in on home. Pack it on up and let it go, now. Let it go. Get your little TV station started, man. And you ain't gonna do it through us.
Shout out to my crew, Doc, Queen, Dammit. Shout out to the listeners for sticking a stand.
Thank you.
Shout out, nephew.
Sticking a stand, okay. Huh? No, I was like, what? Sticking and staying.
Yeah. Yeah, all that good shit. Whew, it's been fun. We got to get out of here. As always, wait a minute. Before we say, Dot, shout those names out again.
Kevin, Brian, Paris, Parrish. All the Henry brothers,
Lil John and them.
Yeah, Lil John and
Boogie
them.
And Ray Ray, Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne and them.
Tyrone,
Biggie Small.
You know Tyrone's there.
And as always, in parting, we like to say,
if God woke you up this morning,
you can have the rest of the fool slits. What am I?
Damn house! Out, damn spot! You-